Hey,
welcome back
to another episode of Dos Virgos Podcast. I'm Angie.
I'm Asia. Thank you for joining us once again. Sorry about last week. You know, life was happening last week and we did not record.
Did y'all even notice? Because I mean, I hope y'all did.
I hope you guys were upset. Like, what are you so upset?
I just couldn't do it.
No, last week was, there were several things going. I think no one felt healthy last week, first of all.
Yeah. And we're big proponents of protecting your mental health. So
yeah, it's okay. Cause we're here now.
I know. And with a treat.
Yeah, we have, well, I'm going to let her introduce herself so we don't get her title wrong, but her name is Donnie Claremont and she is actress, singer, project manager, vocal coach, bodacious hottie, Creole queen. That's how I refer to her on a regular basis. Yes. But I'll let her introduce herself for our special treat we have today. So yes. Donnie, whenever you're ready, you can let us know who you are and you know how you're, why you're here today.
Hey, Dos Virgos. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Rolling out the red carpet for me. My goodness. Is there anything left for me to say? All these accolades and like MD, CFA after my name. I love it. Thank you so much for having me. Who am I? I'm so bad at introducing myself, so I'm glad that you did. But yes, I am here and I am an actress. I'm a singer. I'm a teaching artist. I am a performance coach. I'm an intuitive. I'm a reader. I'm an astrology filled in blah, 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 blah. I'm an astrology enthusiast. I'm a friend. I'm a sister. I'm a daughter. All that.
Everything.
Everything.
She is every woman. I'm just going to.
It's all in me.
Say it again?
They gave me all the feels. I'm like,
ooh. It's oh my gosh. Y'all are such a vibe. So
yeah.
I'm so happy.
Thank you. So Donnie is here today to give us a read, right? Is that the proper term for it?
Yep. I'm going to give you a reading.
Okay. So basically Donnie is going to just talk us through some Virgo shit.
Yes.
What's going on with Virgos? What's going to happen? What may happen? What's the vibe? What's the vibe?
Yo.
The Virgos for the year, right?
And for the year, yeah. And for March.
Okay,
I'm doing the year and March. Okay. Get ready.
So can you just briefly talk us through the process? Like, what are you doing exactly for us?
Yes. Okay. So I pulled some cards earlier so I can, you know, read them because I like to get what I feel from them, my intuitive, what I get from them intuitively, and then also textbook, see what they are textbook. So I'm going to tell you what I got for you. I pulled three cards. It's basically three positions, the situation, the problem, and the action. And I'll tell you everything for that. And I'll talk a little bit about what's happening for you astrologically 2021 and for March 2021.
Okay.
Oh, I'm excited.
Oh my gosh, I'm excited that you're excited. It's making terrified. Me excited.
Excited and terrified.
I get it. I definitely get it.
I'm clenching my butt cheeks, you guys.
Well, since you have this anticipation, where would you like me to start? Do you want to start with the tarot? Do you want to start with 2021 astrology?
I like that. That's very, very
French. I think that's where we're starting.
That's astrology. Very French of you.
Sidebar, does your accent ever just like creep out from nowhere? Like you're saying something and you're like, that's not how. Why am I saying it this way? Does that just me? No?
I don't know. Do I have an accent?
I don't have an accent, so.
Meanwhile, well, everyone listens like, y'all.
All three of you, where are you from?
Let's get into the astrology. Astrology to buy.
Yes,
I don't even know what I said. I can't wait to hear this.
Okay.
All right. Astrology. So 2021 is a huge like career year for y'all.
Okay.
Yo!
Big things. So you have a lot of job opportunities and you might start your own business, but there's just a lot of jobs and a lot of job opportunities.
Okay. Sounds good.
Lots of new clients, lots of old clients. And in between jobs, you can do things where you have your own personal clients and you're getting money, but there's just like jobs coming at you from all around. Yes. I'm reaching
for it.
So that's the big theme for you for 2021. And in the summer, partnerships and relationships come into focus. So you might meet someone or make something official but you know, the thing is that the beginning of this year has been really passionate for y'all. So you might've already met someone and it's been like explosively passionate. So we might see
not what the me. Tea
is.
Not
it's me. Early. It's early. It's only February.
It's a slow simmer here. This shit, you know, like you try to fan the flame and nothing.
I do know exactly what you mean. But you know, the summer, May, June, July, is supposed to really come into focus for you. So you'll have to keep everyone posted on what's happening this summer.
I know I'm gonna come back in and be like, remember what Donnie said?
Bitch, booyah! Boo! And you have, so Saturn is a planet of like hard lessons. Saturn is like father, teacher. He is also the planet of restriction. Is going to be in your house of health. So that's also going to come to focus. And you'll be learning a lot of lessons. I hate to say that's going to be challenging, but Saturn does kind of bring that. For instance, Saturn has been in my house of money for years. It just left. And it sucked. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Like money woes or like challenging financial times if Saturn's in your house of money?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yes. Got it.
In my experience, that's exactly what it was. It was like, Oh boy, but I learned so much and it just ended and I definitely feel that it's ended. Everything has shifted.
Okay.
So for you, it's in your house of health. So health things are gonna, it's going to be challenging for health. And it's basically like, do it, get to it, find out what it is,
okay.
Like figure it out, do it. That's what Saturn does. It's like,
so not necessarily like bad health, but like something is not perfect. Make it perfect. Kind of
perfect. That's such a Virgo word to use.
It is. I feel that about the health though. Cause like for me, like I feel like my thyroid has been a little out of whack, you know, a bitch been losing her edges. So, you know, so maybe I'll get my edges back.
Right. So you see, you know that that's happening and you're like, let me address it. And so things might pop up because.
Yeah,
exactly. So it's that kind of stuff that's going to be in focus for you. I don't think it's just this year when Saturn travels with you for about, I think three-ish years. So it's going to be in focus for that amount of time. Okay. And the other thing is that you might have a lot of instances where you'll be learning to set boundaries in your life with friends, with family. Oh, that hit.
In my soul.
Wow. Wow. I love when it hits. I mean, I hate that you're experiencing that, but I love when it hits. So those are the major overarching themes that you'll be experiencing in 2021.
Okay.
Now for March, so Mercury retrograde just ended last month. Well, this month rather, February 20th.
Oh, it just ended.
It just ended, but Mercury has a pre-shadow and a post-shadow period. So it's like it ends, but you still kind of feel the lingering effects of it. Right. And Mercury rules all travel, all communication, all like moving parts. So all of that stuff goes wonky when it's in retrograde, which is as often. And Mercury's your ruler. So you especially feel, you and Gemini, Mercury rules you both, especially feels it when Mercury's retrograde. So it's coming out of that. So you might have felt like you've been revisiting things in the past few weeks, you've been getting organized. Or hopefully that's what you have been doing, right? You still have about another two-ish weeks to do that. And then once we're out of that energy, y'all about to hit the ground running because Mars is moving into your house of career and Mars is about action. Mars is ruler of Aries and it's like, go, 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 go. Let's do it. Let's do it. Initiate, initiate. Let's start it. I'm excited. Woo! That's what Mars does.
Donnie, can I stop you for 1 second?
Yes.
Because speaking of exciting, ooh, we must take a break.
Oh.
it was just getting good.
I know. I feel like we got to keep them wanting more.
Okay.
So you got to come back, guys. You have to come back.
All right. I'll be here.
Okay.
I'll be here.
And we are back.
Did y'all come back? I hope you're still there.
Hey, y'all. Y'all came back. I'm still here.
You were saying things are getting exciting.
Things are getting exciting because Mars is moving into your career section. And Mars is like, yo, let's get it. Let's go. Let's go. During Aries season, I feel like I've drank 25 cups of coffee. I personally feel crazy in that energy, but that's the energy that's about to happen with your career.
Can I ask a question? What is Aries season? Like, what does that mean?
So Aries season is about March 20, what is it? Second to April. So it's around that time. I always forget the exact dates, but so Aries season, it's actually the first season of the zodiac cycle. The zodiac cycle starts with Aries. Like we like to think of January as the first year of the month, but astrologically it's Aries.
Okay.
So Aries, because they are the first, they get things started. They get the party started. Okay. And they rule the physical body. They rule like war and anger. So all that stuff comes into play when we get into the Aries vibe. And that's moving into your career section. So it's going to be like, go, go, go. What do I want to initiate? Let's go. Let's move. Let's move.
Yeah.
That's going to be ramped up in March.
Okay.
So that's what's happening for you astrologically.
Okay.
It should be a good time. It should be a good time.
And can you just tell us about the Virgo from a professional standpoint?
The Virgo. I love Virgos. I think y'all are so cool. I think y'all have the best style and it's so unique. And I think that y'all, your attention to detail is unparalleled. I think that you all are so kind. That's my observation of Virgo. And that is what Virgos are textbook. So Virgos are like the planners of the Zodiac. They're also the healers of the Zodiac and very service oriented. So Virgo will do for you. A Virgo will come and take care of you. A Virgo will come and take care of it. And they can do that too because y'all plan. Okay, I know Virgo. I went to her party. She had flowers in her ice cubes. I'm like, this is beautiful.
Is that my arch enemy?
Yeah.
Of course it was. So I'm sorry, Donnie has this other Virgo friend who is my arch enemy because this girl is on point. She's on point. She made Pop-Tarts as her freaking bridesmaid invitations. She's really, really good, and I must take her down. I mean, I love her. Love her. I love the haircuts.
Meanwhile, if you all met, you'd just be in a corner, like, I don't know, doing needlepoint.
Crafting.
Yeah, needlepoint tapestries. But so that's the Virgo. It's also Virgos. I find that Virgos are a very feminine sign, and just have a very feminine and really unique touch. And I feel that also Virgos really stay true to themselves. That's something that I've noticed about Virgos. I have to go back to the planning thing for 1 second because I was listening to your lessons to my younger self episode. Oh. And you were both were saying, you know, I plan my life so that I knew that by this age I wanted to do this. And I was like, whoa, I am not like that at all. Virgos are amazing.
And I have the same plan.
Like truly, if I don't plan something, like in the morning I wake up, if I didn't write down the night before what my things to do for the day are, I will lay in bed and I will like make a list. Like, okay, I want to do, and it's things like get up, go to the bathroom, go take your vitamins, make breakfast, get back in bed, take a nap because I plan everything.
No way.
Just like wake up, do this, this, this. Like it helps me just like get my day going, knowing literally step by step what I'm going to do.
Same. I schedule naps. I'm like, time for a nap. It's on my calendar. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I need, like, I love a plan.
That's amazing to me.
I love it.
And this keeps us sane.
That's good. You have to do what you have to do to keep yourself sane. Even if people think you're crazy, you know, because people think that Virgos are crazy.
They do.
But yeah,
Do they? Who are these people?
I mean, crazy, but not crazy like
like anal
psycho. Yes, you know, like Beyonce's a Virgo. Michael Jackson was a Virgo.
He was.
Yeah. He was.
Makes sense.
Was he August 25th, August 29th?
Ooh, I feel like it was the 25th, but I could be wrong.
It's one of it's those last days after my birthday.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
So it's that level. It's that level of no, it has to be perfect. It has to be perfect. Virgos have that. And therefore people think that they're crazy.
Yeah. You guys know me. Like when it comes to like time, I lose my mind. I'm like, whoa, so we're just 5 minutes late? We're just gonna be 5 minutes late. I'm like, Donnie, I'm coming to get you at 10 a.m. I will be there when the crows are crowing. The cockadoodles.
She says 10, but really she means 7. But I'm with it.
And like, I'm trying to work on, I mean, I personally feel like I'm not going to be more time flexible because I don't need to be. But I'm working on people being more, like people having issues with it. So all I ask is like, communicate with me. If you can't make my schedule, just let me know you can't make it. I'm not changing my schedule, but let me know what about it doesn't work for you.
I agree. See, and that's that communication because you're ruled by Mercury. Okay. So I'm going to communicate and I would like for you to communicate with me.
Right. Well. Right. I think it's so important. Okay.
Communication is big. I agree with that. I'm not a stickler on time like you are though. I'm offended if other people waste my time, but if I waste someone else's time,
I hate wasting people's time. I'm like, oh my gosh, I just hate it. I hate it.
Like I'm always late at my job. They were like, the meeting literally was about being late. And the very next day she's like, you're late. And I was like, I made it though. I made it.
Not I made it. Were you late for that meeting too?
No, I was on time for the meeting.
Okay.
Because it was Zoom. It was Zoom.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, right, right.
Send him and hit him, join. Okay, so speaking of that, so I saw this meme the other day and it said, it was saying something about like, when people say Virgos are always really neat. And like, I'm always not neat. I'm organized and I'm not, you know, I'm a clean psycho. But I get
messy. Organized chaos.
Yeah, I get messy. Mm-hmm. And like Angie's saying like, she's not big on like being on time. So like, can you speak to like the fact that Virgos are not always going to be the same through and through?
Yes, I can. Because no one's going to be the same through and through because we all have a bunch of different signs. We're not one sign. People talk about the big three, which is your sun and your suns are Virgo, your moon and your rising. And then for every Virgo, like everything's going to be in a different house. So you can be your Virgo, but it's like your 10th house it's in your 10th house or something. So I feel like whatever you have, all those Virgo qualities, they will show up in different ways. Mm-hmm. So you might be messy, but really like anal about crumbs. Like, no, but I can't have crumbs anywhere. Or like my purse has to be really neat, or my kitchen drawers have to be really neat, but your bedroom or your bathroom is a disaster, right? Mm-hmm. And then all your other signs also play into that.
Yes.
Miss Asia. So I know you have Sag in you. I know you have Sagittarius as
me too. Rising.
You do?
Yeah. So I am.
How do you know?
Well, I plug my thing into CoStar. So I'm a Virgo and then I'm Capricorn moon, I think. And then Sagittarius. Ooh. Rising, I think.
Oh my gosh. I'm a Capricorn moon.
Wait, let me plug mine in. How do I do this?
I think you should have yours in your email from me.
Okay.
Somewhere back in the day.
I'm sure.
So we're so similar.
Virgo, Capricorn moon and Sagittarius, like ascendant in Sagittarius.
That's so, I think you both might be Sagittarius ascendant. So everything rules different stuff, right? So your moon sign rules your emotions and your rising sign is like the face you put onto the world. So people will guess more often your rising sign than they guess your sun sign.
Wow.
So then you're like, your Venus sign is how you love. Your Mercury is how you communicate. Your Mars is how you argue. So all of those things matter, you know? So we can't just look at one thing and say it's going to rule everything because we have so much in us. So that's why you can be messy and be a Virgo, or you can be what's something really, really well known? You can be an Aries, but not sporty.
Okay.
Right. But maybe you like, you just like to be outdoors.
It's like different variations of the same kind of thing.
Exactly.
I like that. Can we talk about compatibility?
Ooh, yes, we can.
Because I have a date with a Taurus, and I just figured out that Tauruses, I'm very compatible with them because I...
That earth sign.
And I was like, so what signs are compatible? Because like, I also recently, there was one guy that I did not get along with at all. And then he was a Libra. And it was just like, we had almost no compatibility. And it was just like, once I read everything, I was like, it makes sense.
Bye. Well, I feel that every sign has the thing that they really need to work on, right? So for Libra, for instance, you know, their symbol is the scale. Their challenge is like decisiveness and not always spending so much time weighing, you know, and not being too judgmental one way or the other. So if you don't master that, that's what I should say. Every sign has something that they have to master about their sign. If you don't master that, you know, you see them and you're like, what's wrong with this freak?
Yeah. Oh, so what does Virgo have to master, I wonder?
Virgo has to master... So Virgos are very...
Why don't you have to laugh before you say it? You know it's going to be some shit.
Virgos are really practical and they're planners. And I think that what Virgo has to master is what you were talking about in your lessons to your younger self. Like, and we're going to get into this too, because it came up in the cards.
Oh, but shit.
That planning thing, I think Virgos really have to master leaving room.
Leaving room. I plan everything. Like, I already picked out our wedding, boy. We about to get it together.
I really wish I was like that. I think it's amazing.
Honestly, I can't imagine not doing that.
Look, she's stressed. You guys.
I just can't imagine.
Scratching her head right now at the thought of not planning. It's just sent her spiraling.
In your eyes.
Yeah, because you know what? Like, I personally feel like I can be a spontaneous person, right? Like, I'm let's go. Yeah, let's go. Let's do it, right? But you feel like it's because I know what else I have to do.
Right.
So it's like, okay, yeah, you want to go steal a bike? Okay, cool. I could be in jail for 3 days because... on Monday, I'm free.
This example?
But if I just had my life like, wake up. I'd be like, I can't sell a bike today. I can't. I don't know what tomorrow holds. I can't. I don't know if I could be in jail for 3 days. So it's just, I just need to know.
I get that. I mean, I plan things, but not like life events. And it's like more like I plan once it comes to me. So it's like, okay, now I have this job, which sounds horrible. Okay, now I'm working here. Right. Now I have to plan everything about how this is going to work for me. But it's more likely I landed there and didn't plan to be there in the first place.
Okay.
Yeah. Whereas y'all are planning naps. Whoa.
So important. It's so important to plan a nap.
That's so smart.
You have to.
I'm going to try this.
Yeah, I really like on vacation too. I'm like, okay, so we'll eat breakfast, we'll do jet ski, and then around 4 or 5, we'll take a nap and then we'll go to the club.
Wow, I'm so glad we're talking about this, because speaking of compatibility, you're compatible with Pisces for sure.
Yes, my best relationships have been Pisces men.
So Pisces are mutable signs, Virgos are mutable signs, and Sag.
What is that?
Which I am.
Mutable.
Mutable is like very adaptable.
Okay.
Kind of like, you know.
Okay.
Y'all can't see me, but I'm like doing the bank head bounce.
Yeah, you really are.
So you're compatible with those signs. Earth signs, because you are an earth sign. Air and earth also go pretty well together. So I would say, let me go in order. Aquarius.
Huh, I don't think I've ever dated
with a Virgo.
Oh, you
got a hero. No, I'm curious.
Remember, though, like everybody's different, but textbook wise, like Earth and air do well together, and mutable and mutable do well together.
Okay. I'm yet to meet an Aquarius man that I can rock with. An Aquarius woman, try me.
That's fair. That's fair. Now I got a fact check. Let me look this
before up. Before I even was interested or in any way acknowledging of astrology, it was like Aquarius, not for me. I didn't know anything else. I didn't know a single other thing, but I knew Aquarius wasn't for me, men or women.
Aquarius are complicated. I'm literally Googling this now.
I just feel like Aquarius women are very, 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 very emotional. I feel like they are, I want to say selfish as well. I feel like they, if something is wrong, they want you to bring it up, even though they know damn well what the problem is. And it's probably their fault. They just want, they want you to address it and to bring it up and probably also solve it.
Listen to our Aquarius listeners like out there.
I know, right? I feel like we need to bring in Aquarius and have an intervention.
I just truly feel that way. I feel like Aquarius men, I feel like for, this is what I feel, this is what my experience is. Aquarius men, and let me say, I'm including men that I've dated and also my brother who's an Aquarius, right?
Oh, you have a lot of Aquarius around you.
Yeah. So I feel, and my mom's also an Aquarius. And my, I've had like three best friends that were women that are Aquarius. So this is like, this has been like overlapping. I'm like, well, no, it's not me. These people are crazy.
But do you see how they're attracted to you?
Yeah. Oh, they love me. I feel Aquarius women love me and they want to destroy me. Like they, with all their fucking problems, and they wanted me just to be there. And I
not hate their problems.
And I feel like Aquarius men also thoroughly enjoy being around me. They enjoy my time, but they want to end me. I feel like they don't, I will never get what I want from them. I will feel like I'm getting what I want, but I'm not. And I feel like they're very like, they were, I don't think they were stubborn. I feel like steadfast is a better word. How I think of Aquarius men. Like, and also I think of my little brother who I never dated him, but watching him grow into a man, like he has these qualities of men that I've dated. And I'm just like, also, okay, I see what's going on here. Noted. You're an Aquarius man and this is how you're going to be. Cool.
Okay. Noted. Okay. My Aquarius rising just took a hit just now, but that's cool. That's cool.
All right. So what other signs are we compatible with? So Pisces, Aquarius.
Sorta. Let me sing the Beyonce song in my head. That's how I have to always do this. So Pisces. You know, I feel like you both get along very well with Aries. But I'm not putting that on lists, but I do feel that both of you get along with Aries.
My cousin's an Aries and she's one of my greatest friends. And my brothers are both Aries and we get along really well. So,
and that's probably the Sag. That's probably the Sag in you. But I wouldn't put that on the Virgo list.
I think on Aries, I know that I know their birthday is like Ty.
Who we all Ty, know. Yeah.
I don't think I know anyone else born in that. Was it March 22nd, you said?
Let me pull this up, y'all. I'm bad with dates. Let's get some accuracy up in here.
I'm bad with names. I don't know anyone's name ever.
Not even, I don't even know yours, actually.
Yeah.
How are you today?
Apparently, I don't know yours either. So Aries is March 21st to April 19th.
No, I feel like I only know one person.
Yeah.
That's the Aries.
Well.
Oh. I don't know. Can we say people's names on this?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, why not?
Jami's an Aries.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah.
Who else is an Aries?
I don't know.
Okay, well, Taurus, you should get along with Taurus, another earth sign. Has the same practical, you know, side that you all have, and earth signs want stability. They're very practical. They're about building and growth. So yeah. You have the same mindset as a Taurus.
Okay.
Cancer. Nope.
No Cancer.
There we go. Libra, Scorpio. Oh, Libras. You should get along with Libras, but you said that you dated that guy and it was a horrible experience. But air and earth should like get along for the most part. Libra, Scorpio, Sag, because Sag is a mutable sign, just as you are.
Sagittarius men are my poison. They're my, really? I'm initially very attracted to them. They have like a charm to them that I'm drawn to. And then they end up leaving me
high. Oh no. And
laid to the side. Like they.
And laid to the side.
Ruined me like no other sign has. I will never date a Sag man ever again.
Wow.
If I want to end up in a home somewhere,
not in a home,
I'll date a Sag man.
Whoa.
Yikes. I get it. That's me in Aquarius. I'm not doing it.
If you're okay. Sag, don't even apply for the job. The position is filled.
Whoa. I guess this is why Beyonce wrote a whole song.
What song is it, by the way? I was like, what song is this?
Oh, it's what is it called? I'll have to sing it in my deep voice because I'm not warmer. Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces, Aries. You know that song?
No. Yeah, you never heard that song?
Mm-hmm. It's on her first solo album.
Yeah.
What is it called? No.
I'll Google while we're chatting. And y'all just got a little taste of a little songbird. Just gave y'all a little taste.
I know you guys got a bonus.
I was hoping she would go ahead and do it, and I'm very happy.
Oh, I fell into the trap.
I was like, what song is that?
You're right, just sing it for us. Go full out.
I think it's called Signs.
Oh, it's called Signs.
I think it's called Signs, I think.
I always sing that song in my head to go through the zodiac. And she doesn't start with the right month, so.
Yeah, it's called Signs, yeah.
Signs, okay, okay. Mm-hmm. So then you should also get along with Capricorn.
I did see that in one chart I saw that says Virgo and Capricorn are like a great match, a great relationship match.
I don't know any Capricorn men. If you're like- listening and I know you and you're a Capricorn man, reveal yourself.
Do I know any Capricorn men?
One of my exes was.
What month is Capricorn?
Capricorn is end of December, January.
Oh, Salone's a Capricorn?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
She's a Cappy.
Yeah. She's a Cappy. She's a crappy Cappy. No, I'm kidding.
I love you're a Capricorn too. You're a Capricorn moon.
That's true.
Okay. So I pulled up my little chart, but I don't know how to read it. Can you guys see this?
What is that?
That's CoStar?
Oh. Yeah, isn't it?
Why are you on that page? What page is that?
What page should I be on?
I don't know.
It says Sun in Pisces, Ascendant.
That's not right.
Moon in Aries. I did this wrong?
Probably.
Okay.
Okay. Can you put in your date of birth and what time you're born?
I was born in the Bronx, right? Is it this page?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you on the CoStar app?
No, I'm on the...
Oh... that's why.
Oh.
Yeah. So what's the next thing? Are you pulling cards? What's going to happen now?
Yes. So I pre-pulled them. I'll show them to you.
I can't wait.
This is the second time I've used this deck. I was called to use it for y'all.
Ooh. Okay. So we're taking a look, you guys.
This is the Seven of Cups.
Okay.
So overall, I feel like this read is about perspective. I asked God, I asked the universe, and I asked my ancestors, my spirit guides, to come in and tell me, what does Virgo need to know? What does Virgo need to know? And I got these cards. And overall, the theme to me seems to be perspective. So the first card is the Seven of Cups, and it's in the situation position. So the Seven of Cups is about decisions. As you can see, there are a bunch of cups here. Cups are all about emotions and creativity and love. So you have a lot of options, and it makes total sense because you have a lot of options this year. You have a lot of job options. But the thing is, it's like you have to make a choice, and it's like, okay, is it a diamond in the rough, or is it really a snake?
Okay.
Is it something that's masquerading as something that I think that's going to be good for me? Or is it, you know, am I going to be crowned the princess of Zamunda? So this is about having options and evaluating. So really sitting down and evaluating and saying, what is really for me? What is going to be the best experience? What's really going to take me where I want to go? But not only that, so let's say, you know, I really want to be a snake charmer. It's really evaluating. I really want a snake, rather. It's really evaluating, well, do I want to be a snake charmer? Do I want to have to charm the snake for the rest of my life? Mm-hmm. It's that. It's really sitting down and evaluating. Is everything what it seems? What is right for me? What's the best environment? Where can this take me? And what's most genuine? What is really resonating with who I am as a person? So many options available to you, but just be careful about falling into illusion, right? Like evaluate and say, okay, this is what I want. Is it what I want? Because am I willing to put in what it takes? That snake charmer example and making a decision, right? So that's the situation. That's your year. It makes total sense because you're going to have all these job opportunities coming in and you don't want to overwhelm yourself and you don't want to get into something that you thought it was going to be something that it's not. And the other thing that I was getting, I wrote it down, is to ask yourself, do I have concrete evidence that I can plan this and it will turn out how I'm expecting it to? And of course that came for Virgo because y'all are planners, right? And again, I listened to your lessons to my younger self, and Angie, you in particular were talking about like having this timeline and planning things and doing them just because you wanted to do them at the time, right?
Right.
So it's like, okay, I want this and I want to plan it out, but do you have concrete evidence that it's going to turn out the way you want it to? Like add that to your evaluation process.
Got it. Good stuff.
Then we have the Three of Cups in the problem part of the read. And as you can see, it doesn't look like this is a problem, right?
They not
look
at all.
Like they're
just so these chicks look like they toasting. It's brunch time. What's up?
Three amigos just hanging out, bottomless brunch.
And that's exactly what's happening here. So Three of Cups is like collaboration, creative collaboration. It's celebration. It's a really social card. So it's like weddings and events and like social and having fun and creative collabs, celebrating sisterhood, gathering with friends, pursuing your creative projects. But the thing is that it's in the problem position, right? So what this is saying is discipline. So there's going to be a lot of opportunity, I feel like, especially this summer, to really go out and like be free and have a great time. But this is such a huge career year for you. So it's saying don't, after you choose, you have to put in the work. You have to balance. You can do this. You can celebrate. You can collab. You should be going and focusing on your creative pursuits. You should be collaborating if you want to. You should go out and have fun, but not to excess.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I took a class. Asia actually got it for me from my birthday 1 year. And the guy called it the bitches getting drunk card. I will never forget it. So it's that. You don't want that, right? You don't want that all the time. And why are you making that face?
It's just so true.
Oh, is it? Great. I love when
and you know what resonate. I was thinking about when you said that? I was just thinking about like particularly this summer is like hopefully we're out of quarantine and people are vaccinated. And it's like, I'm about to show my ass. So,
right.
Because no one's seen it.
So don't do that. Don't go, don't lose your mind. Got it.
I mean, lose your mind, but you know, make sure that you're also doing what you have to do.
Right.
Because you have the opportunity to, right? So Jupiter is what's making you have this big career year. And Jupiter is a planet of expansion, but it's going to expand what's there. So it's in your house of career. So it has the opportunity to really blow that up, right? You don't want to squander it by being bitches getting drunk. Yeah. You know? And I also do feel that this is Virgo. I see the femininity of the card. I see all these flowers in their hair. Look how stylish they are. The cards don't all look like this. You'll see the next card. So I do feel like this is you. Mm-hmm. This is you. So it's build your processes around the things that you're building, like in your career, and focus and stay disciplined when it comes to that. You know, plan it out. Plan out your plan out your drunk days.
Okay, that's fair.
Oh, also, this could mean I believe that it's also telling you to lean into your full Virgo planning this lead into your full Virgo style, I feel like that's really going to take whatever you decide to go forward with the Seven of Cups card to that huge level. So just really lean in. And also, someone from the past can return.
I don't want that.
It could be someone good. It doesn't have to be an ex. Okay. It could be a friend. It could be a family member. And you might have already experienced it because we just were coming out of Mercury retrograde. So,
Right. I had a whole blast from the past over here.
Yeah, you had a blast from the past.
I'm having a blast from the past.
Oh, you're having a blast from the past.
Ooh. And she's having a blast.
Good for you. Oh, you getting drunk? You three of cups right now.
Really doing it all.
Okay, well, here's your warning.
Slow down, ho.
Slow down. Right. Make sure that you've made your decisions and if you have made them, evaluate them one more time, right? Because you are in the bitches getting drunk stage.
We'll be up all night.
Hey, sing. She knows, you see? Beyonce's telling you.
Yeah,
she's the hardest working woman in the show business, but sometimes she'd be up all night.
Right.
So she puts it on her calendar. Yeah. In her phone calendar, on her wall calendar.
She's like, May 3rd, great night.
May 3rd, 2024. Yes, that's how you got to be. And then the last position, this is the action card. So don't get scared. Don't get scared. So it's the
This card is wild. guys, this card is wild, okay?
I'm tapping out.
Let me describe it before Dottie describes it. It's a woman, person, into bondage. This is 50 Shades of Grey over here, by the way. Is that seven knives? Eight?
Eight swords.
Eight. Okay, so it's this lady with her eyes covered. She's wrapped in some kind of cord. I'm thinking nylon. And she's surrounded by eight swords. And is that water at her feet?
It is.
And she's on some water. This is wild. Go on, Donnie. What's this card?
Okay, I know it looks crazy. But this card is about... Okay, this is how I see this card. This card is about knowing that you can't go back, but not being able to see a way forward, right? But this is why it's good. It's the Eight of Swords. So this card, I feel, is leveling up. It's really like you've come to the next level. So in tarot, we start with an ace. Ace is like beginnings. We go through 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way to 10. And then we get into like kings and queens. So eight, we're getting there, right? We're getting up there in the number. There's not so many to go in the minor arcana, which is like events in your life. So this is all events in your life. You don't have any life themes that you're learning right now. It's about the day to day and getting that together. Mm-hmm. So I just pressed something weird. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So you've come through all that. You've made a beginning. You learned to balance it. You learned to do more than balance. You got stable with it. Then you went through challenges, all of that. And now you're at the eight. So you're at this new level. You're almost at 10, right? So this card is saying, but look at her. I know you mentioned that she's bound. Do you think you can get out of that?
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. This is about changing your mindset. This is about perspective. Mm. So she might be bound, but she can easily wiggle out of that or even probably move her hands. And it's like, it looks like floss. It's so thin.
Yeah,
she can easily get out of it and take off her blindfold, but she's kind of like feeling like a victim. Mm. So what this is saying is to get out of the stories that you've been telling yourself.
I didn't know we was gonna preach today, you guys. It's a whole sermon.
Listen. It's saying stop telling yourself those stories and stop putting certain restrictions on yourself. I'm gonna give a really weird example, but there was 1 year I had no money. I was, Saturn was in my money house messing me up, and my laptop was jacked up. It was just not working anymore. And I was like, I have to buy a new laptop today. I think it was Black Friday. And I had all these requirements as to what the laptop had to have. And I wasn't finding it for the 2 cents that I had to pay for it.
Right.
And after almost 24 hours of research, I said, you can't get a laptop. You just have to wait. And once I took the restriction of the time off, it just felt so much better. It was like, you're going to replace the screen of your broken laptop, and that will tide you over until you can afford what you need. But you saying, I need to buy a laptop today and make this decision today is putting too much stress on you. It's that. It's taking those restraints that you put on yourself and those stories that you put on yourself, taking it away so that you can see the way forward, right? Because at this point, you've made it to the new level. And that's why you can't see anymore, because you've been in this, you've been trying to get here. So now you're here. And it's like, oh, snap, what do I do now? I definitely can't go back and do that. We're done. We're done with that. Like, yeah. I did it. It's great. I'm ready for the next thing. But it's like, but now what? I don't know how to do it. Mm-hmm. So if you have to stand on your head or meditate or consult someone, do whatever you have to do, but take the blindfold off and find your way forward.
Yeah.
So the whole thing is about perspective. Evaluate, stay disciplined, and then change your perspective, and you will get where you need to be.
I love this. You know what? I was scared for what?
I get it. It's scary.
I was like, I don't want to know about myself. Like, no, this is good stuff though, because it definitely is aligned with kind of the space I'm in. And everything that you're saying does make a lot of sense for me personally. I don't know about you, Asia.
No, it does. I mean, I think me and Donnie have talked about this. Everyone on the show, I've talked about this. Like, one of the biggest challenges through the pandemic has been like my time restraints on my life and how I felt like I was failing because I wasn't meeting any single one of them. And it was just like, I was spiraling out of control and like mentally, because I was like, I'm not meeting any of these. I had by 10:02 p.m. this is what I'm supposed to have been in a movie. And I was like failing every single way. So definitely, I've been working on also giving myself like leeway with these times that I don't need to put on myself. So that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Time is definitely a construct that we impose on ourselves.
Yeah.
And it live really is.
It. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. And so. It's also imposed upon us.
Yeah. Yeah. By different, like society, our parents, everything.
Exactly.
Especially as women, like everybody not having these kids. Like, I don't know.
Right. Like, it's not fully up to me.
Yeah.
Takes two to tangle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's good. Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, light work. Just be out here, folks.
I'm trying.
Donnie, you were amazing. I learned so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I learned a lot too. I learned to have to look up for sure who Virgo is compatible with.
Yes. and then slide in our
spies.
Wait, what'd you say about spies?
I said, who we despise.
And who you despise, yes.
I personally vote Aquarius and Angie votes Libra.
Well, I'm not compatible with Libra men or Sagittarius men. Pisces was right on though.
There is a difference with men and oh, yeah. your Asia's arch nemesis, she's marrying a Pisces this year.
Oh, see, that worked out for them. I will say, I think Pisces men are very nice.
They're very nice. They're very kind.
Yeah, that's the perfect word, kind. Yeah.
I love a kind man. Like, yeah. That's how you get me.
I agree.
He is very kind. I don't know a lot of Pisces men, but I know that he is kind.
I know like three, or I've known three, and they've been like this very nice people.
Mm-hmm. Is The Weeknd a Pisces? I think he is.
Oh, okay.
And Rihanna. Well, she's a woman, but Rihanna's Pisces.
Yeah. I don't know Pisces women, but Pisces men have always been, even if the relationship didn't work, they've been very nice. Like, I can't hate them. Like, ugh. All right.
Do all the Pisces men that you know play guitar? Random question.
No.
No.
Just curious. I like to study the signs.
One does play the piano or the keyboard, or he's like instrumentally musically inclined.
Okay. I'll put that in my database.
That's my forever crush. If you guys know who that is.
Thank you. We do.
That's the one.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yeah.
We can't say that, you guys. You're just going to have to wonder
who my forever crush is. I mean, let me say this, forever crush. Like, I will destroy a marriage for this man. Just one night.
You see how she's planning to destroy a future marriage. Virgo.
Donnie, before we let you go, tell us about where we can find your stuff. We can find your readings, your art.
Can people book a session?
Oh, yes. So you can follow me on I_M_Donnie, D-A-N-H-Y. And you can DM me if you want a reading. I'll let you know what the prices are. I also am doing a column currently for The Griot, where I do a tarot pull and the astrological movements of the month. For the next few months, I'll be doing that. So you can check that out. You can check out January and February to see how it resonated with you. And March will be up on March 1st. What else about me? I'm so bad at this.
Published. She's a country singer.
Yes.
Tell us about the song you just did briefly. Whatever you can say.
So I just did I just sang, put some vocals down for a country song for this country artist. Her name is Laura Cantrell. She's pretty well known in the country world. I've been performing with her for 4 or 5 years.
What? Yeah.
I know, it's crazy. I can't believe it's been so much time.
Right.
And she does these shows where she gets all her country folks together and we all sing. So I've sang with some cool people as well. Like I've performed on the same stage as the guy who wrote Wild Thing.
Yeah.
So I just did a project. I just did a song with her. So that should be dropping soon. Actually, I just did 2 songs with her. So that should be dropping soon.
That's exciting.
But follow me and I will definitely post as everything comes up.
Yeah, and we will, what? Go ahead.
No, we're gonna link all your information in our episode. Everyone,
that's exactly what I was gonna say.
And do all the things with you.
Yes.
Thank you, ladies.
Yes, and we, you know, this was our first, I mean, Asia brought it to my attention, this is our first female guest, so you are the number one.
Oh my gosh, I'm so honored. I'm really honored to be here.
You have laid the foundation.
Yeah, thank you. We need more women guests on the show. It's just, I don't know why it didn't happen before.
Sisterhood, yeah. 3 of Cups.
Eight. That's up right there.
There you go. We're missing cocktails.
I know.
A little margarita, by the way. Donnie, before we finally let you go, is there any word of advice you would like to share with our listeners?
Ooh, just like any kind of advice?
Any advice.
Drop a gem for them.
Okay. I'm going to say to really look inward and as to what it is that you want and to focus on that and to lead with that. I mean, okay. That's one. I have something that's completely different as well.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Learn about trading in stocks and invest your money. It's so important. You know, there's money to be made out there and we need to make it.
It's true.
I hear that.
I second, third that. Period. Well, thank you guys for tuning in once again for Dose of Virgos. Make sure to like, follow, and subscribe at
dosevirgospodcast.com.
Nope, I'm lying. Dose Virgos.